Welcome back to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. On today's show, we have our old friend. He's been on the show many times. I don't know how many, but a couple times anyway. Tom Butters, founder and executive director of the Lighting Agora and the newly minted executive director of the National Lighting Bureau. Tom is the creative mind behind some of the most well-received educational tools and events of the global lighting industry. Since 1986, Tom has worked in or served the entire array of the lighting industry. He uses his diverse background and empathy to understand the needs of the individual or organization to deliver high-quality lighting educational products to the end user. Tom is a proud board member of the Knuckles Fund for Lighting Education and an emeritus member of the IES. Tom was the co-developer, along with FX Morin, of the globally successful free lighting app IES Ready Reference, which most of you are using right now. He is the creator of Light for Life, a global collaboration 2020. Which involves 17 webinars from 15 lighting organizations from around the world. Tom was the director of the IES 4-hour live webinar Germicidal Disinfection in the days of COVID-19. I don't even like to say it anymore, folks. 3,600 live attendees from 5,600 countries across the world. That's tough to pull off. Tom is a multi-award-winning lighting educator who counts the following as some of his proudest accomplishments. IES Emeritus Member 2023, director of the team that won the 2020 Light for Innovation Judges Citation Award for the online IES e-learning portal. IES Section Service Award 2018, IES Toronto's prestigious GG Cousins Award 2015, IES Toronto Section Mentorship Award 2011, CanLight's initial class of Certificate of Achievement in Lighting Excellence 2007. We're going to talk a lot about the National Lighting Bureau today, but before we go there, we got to talk about the gangsters, Greg Eric. That's right. Let's talk about SATCO. Go to SATCO, the Gangsters of New York.
You know, one of the things we try to do a lot is just, hey, let's pick out a product that, one of our sponsors has. SATCO has so many products that it's difficult. I'm just going to give you an example. Today, customer said, hey, I want a double basket 2x4 fixture, you know, where they have the two loops in it.
Sure.
Not a lot of people have them, usually expensive. Guess who's got them? Guess who's got the right price? Guess who's
Stock.
Got quantity, everything you need. Anytime you have a question on what you could find or where you can find it, go to SATCO because they've got it.
SATCO, yeah. The Gangsters of New York. That's right. They're pulling off heists everywhere in the lighting industry. SATCO.com. Of course, longtime proud members of the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors. That's right. On the vendor side, if you have light bulbs in a warehouse, I'm going to make this clear for everybody. I know you guys, everyone wants to join Nailed these days, but you got to have light bulbs in a warehouse. You got to sell them over a counter, on the internet, on your website, whatever. But you got to have light bulbs in that warehouse. You join Nailed. We're your crucial shield and voice. Go to NALD.org. Tom, welcome back and back again. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. And I am honored to be part of a SATCO-sponsored podcast. This is excellent. They are the gangsters.
The gangsters.
And not just of New York, North America. Like, give them credit where credit's due, right?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, you know, listen, right. Man, I always say, the Al Capones of lighting right there. Yeah. They got it up. They got a great big warehouse out here in Toronto, too, in Mississauga. They got lots of stuff there. Tom, NLB, explain quickly for the listeners, not as well known as some of the other organizations in lighting, not as big as some of the organizations in lighting, boutique, but has a real mandate. What is it?
Well, it is a smaller organization. It was founded in 1976. It's a nonprofit organization that wants to be the beacon in the industry for innovation and good design. So what we want to do is we want to not only encourage but reward good design in not only a new building but also in retrofits.
Mm. And when
you're
Greg, just give me a minute here. Mm-hmm. And you became its executive director very recently. Was that in December or January? When was that?
It was in the first week of January.
And of course, following up on our good friend Randy Reed, his great work.
Tough shoes to fill, let me tell you.
For sure. Where are you guys going from here? And then Greg is all yours.
Well, what we've decided on doing, at least for the first year of my executive directorship, is we're going to focus on a few of our programs. We had many programs last year and going forward, and some were successful and some weren't. But we're going to be focusing on four different projects. The annual Lighting Forum that Randy Reed hosts, the Transformation Awards that you're going to be seeing very shortly, like requests for submissions, the Tesla Awards that we just awarded at Ledgecation in March. And we had a record-breaking amount of submissions for the Tesla Awards. And then the third one is the Trusted Warranty Evaluation Program. So that's what we'll focusing on. And then I have three personal goals from my position. But those are the goals. Those are the projects that we'll be working on in 2024.
Don't you think you should tell us your three goals, or are you not ready to share those?
I can share them with you. I just was like,
I have my fingers crossed.
I am still blushing from that bio. So I mean, I'm going to pay somebody for that one.
There you go.
So the three goals that I have is A1, increase member benefits. So that's when I was the IES Director of Education, that's what I was working on. It was to increase member benefits. That in turn should increase membership. The second program is outreach to like-minded organizations. So Nailed, you might hear me knocking at your front door in a bit to try to like coalesce some of our strengths so that we're not duplicating effort and we're all rowing together and assisting each other with whatever strengths that we have.
Love it.
And the third goal of my personal goals is public outreach. So we're already working with the American Lighting Association and the Lighting Agora, which I'm part of, to put together a program for public outreach.
That's great. So one of the things that stuck out when at the beginning you were mentioning the Beacon for Innovation and Design. I feel like design is covered. No offense. I mean, there's a lot of people that are into lighting design in the lighting industry, but the innovation piece, I don't hear as much about, or it doesn't seem like it's as focused as much on as it should be. Like, let's innovate this product now. Let's make it more advanced. I mean, people act like they are and say they are, but is there enough innovation going on? And how are you guys going to be the beacon for innovation? How are you going to help with that?
You know, after seeing all of the submissions from the Tesla Awards, I'm gonna have to answer it differently than I would have answered it prior to it. I'm gonna say, yeah, there's a lot of innovation out there. Maybe it's hidden, and as always, and you guys know this, as an industry, we do such a horrible job of blowing our own horns, right? I mean, we really need to get out there. The lighting industry is responsible for more energy savings than any other industry in all of North America and all of the globe. And we don't do enough about that. Like, think about it. Like when you go to utilities and you talk about stuff, like we're already almost saturated because of the energy savings that the industry, our industry has done moving to LEDs. There's some incredible stuff that one can do. LEDs now are at a mature state where you can begin to do just nut things, almost like different paints. It's only your imagination that's required. So innovation, yeah, there's some, I strongly recommend anybody to look at our Tesla Award winners. Our special citation award winners. Yeah, that's fabulous. And then Michael, further to your point, the transformation awards are retrofits that you, and they're like last year was beautiful. I was a judge before I was the executive director. And there's beautiful opportunities for retrofits out there. And we're looking forward to seeing a record submission in 2024 for the Transformation Awards.
You know, just to, Greg, I just want to talk about the horn blowing. And it's not that we don't blow our horns. It's that we let other people blow our horns, too. It's like, it's really ridiculous. We do all the work. We do all the innovation from the whole channel, from the manufacturers through all the way to the Nalmco lighting contractors, to the nail distributors, to the NEMA, all these different areas, IES. And we don't stand up and say, look, we've reduced our energy consumption per lumen by X amount of watts. And that transformation is really, it's transformational. Like legitimately, that word is thrown around. But what's happened with LEDs is transformational. I wanted to push back a little bit on both of you when it comes to innovation. I think we need to enter a different kind of innovation now, Tom. And that's the innovation that we see with commoditization. And that's where we take the best that we've made and we make it available to everybody at a low cost. Are you seeing any trends and forces towards that? I know nobody likes the word, but that's really, we've commoditized the iPhone and the Samsung and this, everybody has access to it. Are we going to see
some trends? As long as you have $1,000, you have access to it.
Well, you don't have to have an iPhone. You don't have to have an iPhone, right?
True that. I do believe that it's coming. I'm not sure where we want to be yet, but I do believe that it's coming. And I think there's been a progression in the last 2 or 3 years, much greater than the 10 years prior. So I think it's coming. Back when I was working at the Lighting Concept Center, there was such a huge chasm of quality in LEDs. Mm. That's coming back. I mean, it's getting closer and closer. Is there a difference in quality? Yes, but it's a lot smaller. So lower cost alternatives are available that can do a good job, in my opinion.
Mm. Sure. So the let's take the Tesla Awards, because we're talking innovation still. Give us an example of who won in a Tesla award, and it doesn't have to be your favorite. Just give us one that might stand out, so we get a feel for what the award's all about.
I wasn't part of the judging in that, so I don't know the exact names. There, Chip Israel's organization won two awards. He flew from San Francisco to New York to accept the awards on his behalf, and these awards are crystals about this big and they are heavy, so it's a good thing Chip is a very strong man, because he could carry them. Another organization, and I'm really sorry that I don't have their names handy,
that's right,
from Germany, won for daylighting, and okay, a gentleman representing that industry came from Germany to accept the awards, which was, I mean, it's an honor for him to come, and an honor for them, I think, to come and accept the awards. But let me tell you, we were equally honored that this gentleman and Chip, they came to L'Education. They felt that the Tesla Awards was valued enough that they came themselves. So we were equally honored to have them.
And did they, is there anything you recall specifically about what they did with daylighting that made it special? That is something that hasn't been done before, or just advanced on what's already been out there?
A lot of the awards that were won, the one thing I think that they did exceptionally well, and maybe they're not going to like what I say, is that if you're a lighting geek, you walk in and you go, wow. Mm. And if you're not aware of lighting, and you know a lot of people aren't, they're just going to walk in and go, this is a nice place.
Look, that's it. Walls. Lighting should
look
blend
at
in
this.
Perfectly.
Look at
yes.
that. And it was those projects were absolutely something else. There was a project, Chip's group won for a project in the Middle East that was.
Is that the Geo World Center in Mumbai?
The Geo World, in Mumbai.
Maharashtra, exactly, India. Yeah. Lighting Design Alliance. That'd be Christopher Bright, Chip Israel, Kenneth Moore, Megan Murphy, McLeod, Varma,
thank you,
Namburi, and Jason Strobel.
Yeah, in Mumbai. That. It was absolutely stunning. And Chip said that project took over 10 years.
Hmm. And the other the German one was Licht Kunst Licht AG?
Yeah, it was the daylighting special certification. Yeah,
that's the only
thing. And all he the gentleman when he came, what he wanted to do was he wanted to see any kind of daylighting projects in New York City. Mm. So we went and we gave him a list, and he not only accepting the awards, he went and looked at others' art to see what and obviously to see how they did it, right? Because you learn, the more you know about a topic, the more you learn by experts in the field.
Mm. Yeah. And how about the Transformation Award? Was there a specific project that stood out that made it special in terms of a retrofit?
The Transformation Awards were very interesting. And these were awarded probably July last year. So
it's so before your time, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but I was a judge, so I may be a little bit more familiar with what was there. And the situation with the Transformation Awards is they have to maintain the building structure. They have to, they can't modify anything. So they can only modify the lighting itself. There was a project gymnasium with a germicidal ultraviolet light that won a special citation. There was a school that won for color changing, color modifications for autistic children that won a special citation.
That was Chelsea High School gym and weight room.
Strategic that's correct. Energy yeah, solutions. That's for the GUC, GUV rather.
And the Faribault Middle School by the Retrovit Companies is the other one you're talking about. For the,
yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, no problem. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah. And cool. And so
I'm just on your website here looking.
Yeah. I mean, please, I can invite everybody to go to our website, www.nlb.org. Yeah, absolutely. Because they're just so inspirational to look at some of those projects. I mean, you look at the project in Mumbai, like that was, that's just absolutely stunning, like brilliant. And people, as I said, when you're going to walk in, you don't see any lighting there. If you don't know, if you're not aware of lighting, you don't see anything. You just see the effects of light, which is just the perfect example of what we're trying to encourage.
Yeah. And then just to kind of keep on this theme, I'm going to hit each four of them. You know, saving Mike's favorite for the last, but yeah, the annual light forum, what is that all about? The annual lighting forum, sir.
What that is we're going to be taking, and that's going to be rejigged this year. We're going to give it some steroids. Randy Reed hosts a panel of individuals talking about a specific pertinent topic, and we record it. It's then presented live. So it's a panel discussion. The good people at the IBEW in Washington, they allow us to film in their facility. And then it's edited and put online. It'll be beginning of the year. I think what we're going to try to do is we're putting it to December this year, a little bit earlier. And people can watch it, and then it opens live to the panel so that people can have questions.
Nice. All right. And then the big one.
The big one, which is very interesting because I've got a good story about the big one. Trusted warranty. When I came on board, I had made the decision that we're going to be doing three focus. Because we had something along the line of there were seven different projects that we worked on, and I decided we were going to go with three. So the three that we were going to go with were annual lighting forum, transformation award, Tesla award. Which one's not there? The big one, right? Mm. The thing was that there was such a need. There was people who had already been part of this, of the trusted warranty evaluation program, that wanted, that needed it, that demanded to re-up. So what are we going to do? You give the people what they need, and we're going to relaunch that. We're going to make it bigger than it was before. We're going to increase the amount of different auditors. So we're going to make it bigger, but you wait on that. There's going to be a relaunch of it. And we did it because people wanted it. And one of the biggest proponents of that, I'm going to give them a call out, and I'm sorry, because I know you're not familiar with this company, but it's Keystone Lighting.
Never heard of those guys.
No, I understand. But they were one of the ones, and they've just gone through their audit for 2024.
They're always trying to make everything so easy. They're not gangsters like Satco.
No, that's okay. Well, Satco, apply. Right. Pardon me.
So you're going to make it a bigger, better version of it. And for those who don't know about it, maybe tell us exactly what it is and what's the purpose of it.
Well, I'm going to have to read, if you don't mind. There, sure. What it is, it's a qualification, and we have five different criteria, and they're graded between 0 and 3. The maximum points you can get is 11. So that's a formal warranty process, the warranty language, the length of the warranty insurance, a technical evaluation on of those, and a claims review evaluation. So apart from length of warranty, that's a 0 or 1. All the others are up to 3. 3, 2, 3, 2. So it's up to 11, and you need a minimum of 8 points to receive the certificate.
So it's the I'm gonna throw it out there. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's the only organic natural certification in the lighting industry. So it comes from the lighting industry and is bestowed by the lighting industry on lighting industry manufacturers. And you know that Nailed and Randy, you know, I was on Randy's back the whole time for us to join forces because, Greg, the Nailed board has told us over and over again, do something like the Trusted Warranty Program. And yeah, we're like, it's not really a Nailed position to do it. Like, we could participate in something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know.
Isn't he knocking on Nailed's door?
Yeah.
Hey, Nailed.
Yeah.
Right? Certainly. Yeah.
It's Nailed can't settled. Do yeah. something like that. It's not set up for that. And the National Lighting Bureau that's what the National Lighting Bureau is set up for, not set up for, but able to do something like that. Whereas Nailed is about the profitability and pushing for the needs of the independent lighting distributor. And like, that's not really where a trusted, we can participate as a member or a partner, but we couldn't do it. So I'm very happy to hear that thing's back.
You can also promote it, right?
Yes. Totally.
It's exactly one of my goals is to reach out to like-minded organizations and use our strength to benefit all of us.
Yes.
And the working title of this is the Council of Elrond for all of you, Lord of the Rings geeks, right? So it's like, that's why I literally have it. Council of Elrond. I've got, and Nailed is on there on that list. So I'm going to be knocking as
soon
as
we start getting. So who's Lord Elrond? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I'm not involved. I'm a back player. You know that. Okay. I'm like Legolas or somebody along those lines.
Okay. I thought more like Gimli maybe, but anyway, now that we're like that.
You know what? I'm kind of too tall for Gimli. That's the only thing. But yeah, I'm big like he is.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to have you on, and I think the NLB did a great job in choosing you. And I knew there were some candidates, and when I found out it was you, I was like, okay, that's the right choice because, you know, I totally see Tom just moving right into that space with his experience at the IES, Greg, and just you know, if you don't know Tom, he's a behind the scenes guy that makes things happen. So if you're looking at the lighting industry and you want to know like how the Ready Air Reference app got created at the IES, it was through a guy like Tom Butters in there working. So I really think it's a good time for you to be in charge of the NLB and get these initiatives going. Tom, do you have any final thoughts for the Get a Grip on Lighting listeners?
Well, I mean, I appreciate you guys. You're good for the industry. I love what you do. You're like a mixer going into stayed material, and just like rev that up, right? And we need that. We need that in the industry. And I look forward. I hope, and it'll be at your discerning. I'm looking forward to working with you guys and working with Nailed going forward as the executive director of the NLB.
Well, fantastic. And, you know, just to let you guys know, all you people out there, check out the gangsters at Satco right now. Go to SATCO.com, Greg Garrick.
You have a question on a light, even a decorative fixture. Here's another example from today. A residential, 300 residential fixtures for an exterior. Satco's got the exact one they need. In stock, ready to go, right price, everything they got.
Light bulbs, Satco. Whatever you need. Check out the gangsters. At Satco, SATCO.com. Of course, longtime members of Nailed as a manufacturer member. And if you got light bulbs in a warehouse, if you got them in a warehouse, okay. If you're a lighting designer, you join IALD. If you're a contractor, you join NELMCO. If you're an agent, you join AILA. But if you're a distributor and you got light bulbs in a warehouse, you can join Nailed. We'd love to take everybody, but we can't take everybody. You go to NAILD.org and we'd love to have you. And before we leave, why don't we talk about NLB.org Tom, what type of person should join the NLB? What type of company should join the NLB?
Well, it's interesting that you asked. One of the things we are doing with the NLB and reaching out to other organizations is, prior to 2024, it was an organization that had to be a member of NLB. In 2024, we're developing a personal membership of the NLB that any individual can join. But if you're a part of a sister organization, that the organization is already a member of the NLB, then your fees are half for the year.
Nice, that's a great idea.
So the fees are $100 per year, and $50 if you're a part of the sister. That's an individual membership, not the organizational membership. If you care to be that. We haven't really reached out and we haven't promoted that as yet, because the biggest thing is we need to increase member benefits before we can start. Like if you want to trust me and come on board and know my history, that things are going to get better within a year, then please. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to generate programs that will benefit our individual members, and then we're going to start promoting that independent individual membership.
Or if you want to just serve the lighting industry because it's really helped you provide for your family and your company and all that sort of stuff, and you want to influence the... I've been involved with Nailed as a manager for 5 years, you know, and we're out of the member benefit game. You joined to serve this industry if you join Nailed, buddy. That's what I'm telling you right now. So if you want to serve the lighting industry as a distributor, if your light's in a warehouse, and, you know, don't come knocking on my door talking about a payback for your $500 or $250 or whatever the heck it is to be a member of Nailed. If you want a payback, you go see Tom Butters at NLB. If you want to serve and you got light bulbs in a warehouse, you come on down to NILD.org. Thank you for listening. We love all you folks out there. Like, share, subscribe, do all that stuff. Bye for now.